Mini episode 888 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 888 in our preview of NFL Week 5. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with a look around the league and picks for each game. I was 8-8 last week, 2-1 on my big three and 1-0 on my lock pick, bringing me to 29-33-1, 7-5, and 3-1 on the year in those categories. We've got our first regularly scheduled bye week of the season, with Washington, Denver, Atlanta, and New Orleans sitting this one out. There's an intriguing lid lifter on Thursday this week with New England at Tampa Bay and the Patriots laying 4 down from 5. The Pats have been strong on Thursdays in recent years and haven't had prolonged downturns, so while we thought correctly that the Panther offense would bounce back against them, this week we'll take the Patriot defense to bounce back and root to the cover. There's going to be a real festival of annoying white-blue colors on the uniforms this week when Carolina comes to Detroit. The Lions are laying 1, down from 2.5. We've been feeling like Detroit is due to get their bubble burst, but after last week, the same seems true of the Panthers, but we'll take them anyway. In the ultimate movable force, resistible object confrontation, the Niners come to luckless Indy in a game that fittingly is a pick 'em. San Francisco has largely been what we've expected, a big-time losing squad, but one that has hung closer than last year. The Colts already got one of their rare wins without their franchise QB, so we'll take the 49ers here. The Jags come to Pittsburgh, getting 10 points after it was 9 at the open. For many years, the Steelers have had something of a hangover the week after playing Baltimore, so we'll figure on Jacksonville to cover. We already mentioned San Fran, Indy, and now we've also got the Jets at Cleveland, which also fittingly opened as a pick 'em. The NFL is really quarantining their garbage this week, aren't they? Last year, the Browns taught us all how hard it is to go 0-16 no matter how bad you are, and with this being their best chance to get a win the entire rest of the season, they've still been so bad that they don't merit a play here. If it's October, it must be time for the Dolphins' home opener, and they host Tennessee for the occasion, getting 3 points down from 1. In different ways, both teams were dumpster fires last week, but the Titans were very strong as a bounce-back team last year, so we'll take them here. The Chargers are at the Giants. Wow, our third game of the week with sub-CFL-level execution. New York's laying 3, down from 3.5. Two of the big three QBs of the class of 2004 are involved in this game, and each looks near the end. The one stat that jumps out involves the Chargers being pretty good against the pass for whatever reason, so for lack of anything else compelling, we'll be guided by that. In a rematch of the AFC Championship game when Tony Siragusa accidentally on purpose broke Rich Gannon's shoulder, the Raiders are at home, laying 2.5. It would be easy to pick them to bounce back if David Carr was healthy, but he's not. Still, there seems to be a little more big money on them, so that'll be the pick. The Packers and Cowboys have locked up in the playoffs a few times, and they lock up again this week in Jerry World with Dallas laying 1, down from 2. In recent weeks, the Cowboys have shown why the offseason stirred such fear about the state of their defense, and it's hard to see that ragtag crew rallying here. The league's hottest team, Kansas City, travels to Houston Sunday night in a game that's a pick 'em and saw the Texans originally laying 3. The Chiefs have been very good on Sunday nights, so we'll look for that to continue. On Monday night, the Vikings travel to Chicago in a pick 'em game that started with the Bears laying 3.5. The Windy City crew has been very strong in this series of late, so we'll be on them here. Time for the big three. In a battle of two teams who lost a lot of Super Bowls combined in the 1980s and 1990s, the Bengals host the Bills, spotting the visitors 3 up from 1.5 at the outset. Last year when these teams met, we picked Cincy for a bounce-back game, and they lost. Same dynamic this year. On the surface, Buffalo looks a lot better right now, but we're going to double down on what we missed last year and take Cincinnati. Pete Carroll's homecoming to the L.A. Coliseum will see his Hawks looking up in the standings at the Rams. Seattle started the week minus 2.5, and the game is now a pick 'em. If Los Angeles wins and takes a huge leg up in the division, it's a real statement game for them. While we were higher on them than most coming into this year, they don't quite feel ready for that, so we'll take the Seahawks. Now for the 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 5. At home this week, Philly will try to avenge their loss in the 2009 NFC Championship game to Arizona. They're laying 7, up from 6. The Eagles have actually not looked good against the Cards over the last decade, but this feels like a chance for a statement game for them, which will pick them to win. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.